It's children's time now, time for a message designed especially for children. So if there are any children in your household, gather them up, call them to come near, and listen to a message prepared for them. Preparing our children's sermon this morning is Tyler Steele. Tyler is the director for youth and digital ministry here at Northwest Hills. Let's lend an ear as Tyler teaches.
Good morning, everyone. We are so glad that you can be here with us today on Palm Sunday. Now, you may be wondering, why is it called Palm Sunday? And to answer that question, I'm going to ask you a question of your own. Have you ever been to a parade? Now, I know it might seem unrelated, but just for a minute, I want you to picture what that parade was like. Maybe you saw lots of cars or people in costumes dancing and cheering. There were probably big floats that people were riding on that were decorated in all kinds of cool ways. You might have heard music, maybe even seen a marching band. And if you were really, really lucky, someone might have even thrown candy to you. Now think about what it feels like to be at a parade. A parade is fun. It's full of joy. It's a celebration. So as you think about that parade and the joy that you felt being there, I want you to hear this story. Thousands of years ago, Jesus was entering into the city of Jerusalem, which is a really big city, kind of like how Austin is today. Now, Jesus, for his entrance, didn't plan a big parade. He didn't ride in on a float. He didn't throw candy. He didn't hire a marching band. In fact, he rode in on a simple little donkey, which is kind of like the Ford Pinto of the Bible. Not that you necessarily know what a Ford Pinto is, but you get the picture. Now, while Jesus didn't plan a big parade, the people who lived in Jerusalem who saw Jesus coming, they had other ideas. You see, they knew Jesus. They had seen and heard about the miracles he was performing. The way he healed people who were sick and gave hope to people who were sad. They had heard the lessons that Jesus taught about loving one another and caring for those in need. And they loved him for it. So when people saw Jesus coming that day, they were so filled with joy and happiness that they made their own parade. They left their houses and ran out into the streets cheering. They were yelling, "Hosanna," which means, "Come save us, Lord." Listen to what the Bible says about that day. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The branches that people were laying in the road were palm branches, cut off of palm trees, which is why we call today Palm Sunday. And maybe you've been in church on Palm Sunday before, and you were given a palm to hold and to carry into the church and to celebrate just like the people in the Bible. And maybe now you're thinking, well, I don't have a palm branch at home. But we don't need a fancy tree to welcome Jesus. In fact, there's another kind of palm that I'm pretty sure you have with you at your home. It's the very center part of our hands, right here. This is called the palm of our hands. And sometimes when we're excited, we raise our palms high in the air and we cheer and we yell. And you know, there's another way that we praise Jesus with our palms, and that's by serving and helping each other. When we help people, we're praising Jesus with our palms. That's what lending a helping hand means. Let's say if you fall and I help you get up, I'm using my hands, my palms, to help you. Or if you have a friend who's sad and you pat them on the back, right? Just like this. Or if they do something really cool and you give them a high five, that's using your hands, your palms, to love, encourage, and support one another. Now, I know this year has been different, and maybe you don't get to see your friends as often as you used to. So if you see a friend on a phone or a computer and you can't high five them, you can take those palms and you can put them together. Because a clap can be loving and encouraging too. It's nice to have palm branches in church on Palm Sunday, But the palms we carry on our bodies can always be used to help God's people and to bring God praise. We don't have to wait for a special occasion or a fancy tree. So on the count of three, let's raise our palms high in the air one more time in praise of Jesus. And like the people in the Bible, shout, Hosanna! You ready? Okay, one, two, three. Hosanna!
Thank you for that message, Tyler.